Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. It is May 15th, 2016. And Nikki, we're back.
We're back.
We were just here.
I know.
I just squeaked my voice. We're back.
What a beautiful day.
What a great, you know what? Every day is a great day. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
You are tuned in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring my talented producer and co-host.
Nikki Morissette.
Yeah, good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, how was your week?
It's been going good. We're still waiting patiently for the grandson to be born, so.
Sounds great. An update, speaking of babies, an update on my baby fish that were born Mother's Day. Most of them were still in the tank.
The mama fish get her shrimp?
The mother fish did get her shrimp.
Good.
But she likes the flaked food instead.
Of course.
Of course. Hey, what we got a huge show.
Yes, we do.
This is going to be by far the biggest show we have ever done.
All right, I'm ready.
No, this is huge. We have a ton of law to get to.
Yes.
And a ton of complaints. I have, not that people are complaining, I have some complaints that we're going to get to.
Okay.
You and I are going to have a rock, paper, scissors competition. Okay. You cannot throw a pen or pencil through the paper.
Deal.
And we're playing some great music.
Yes, we are.
We opened the show two weeks in a row with Steelheart.
Yes, we did.
Now, they sang Angel Eyes.
Yep.
Angel Eyes.
That's a great song.
Okay. So, I'm on YouTube watching some of their videos.
Okay.
I feel that of all the 80 hair bands and the ballads, that Steelheart never got enough credit.
I don't think so either.
And I think the guy, I can't say his name, he's from, I think, Croatia. I'll call him Michael, the lead singer.
Okay.
I believe he may have been the voice behind the rock star with Mark Wahlberg, the movie Rockstar.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a song in that movie that Mark sings.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't sing, he lip syncs it.
Right.
But that voice, I'm telling you folks,
you might have to check out the credits.
You need
on that
to
one.
Check out this movie. Check out Steelheart at YouTube.
Yes, definitely.
That guy's voice is unbelievable.
It is.
And right here on Todd L. Levitt Law Show, it's Todd Drockbach with Nikki Morissette. But do you recognize this song from that movie? I do. It's called We All Die Young.
Yes.
Didn't Mark Wahlberg lip sync this song?
I believe he did, yeah.
So if you haven't seen Rockstar,
you got to get out and see it.
That was a great, Jennifer Aniston was in it.
Yep.
Well, they called themselves the Steel Dragons.
I bet you it was them. Does sound like him.
It's a great song.
It is a good song.
Steelheart. Can't get enough.
No.
So Steelheart, and we are a law show, but it's a radio station. It's a rock station.
That's right.
So there's nothing wrong with us playing music.
Not at all.
I don't want to turn off our 20 listeners.
We play good music.
We play great music. I'm not joking about having Todd Drockbach with you as my co-host on the radio. Who do we talk to about that?
Oh, gosh. We have to call up Norm.
No, I think Norm and Mike and Cherie. Here it comes. Ready? See, I'm telling you, that was from the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg. I didn't know Steelheart sang that song. Here's the interesting thing. The song we opened the show with and the song that you listeners are going to hear coming back from break is She's Gone.
Yep.
By Steelheart.
Yes.
Actually, the solo, the guy, that lead singer, it's his song. That's Steelheart's song.
Yes.
That song in Asia right now is the biggest song ever.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So a song from the end of the 80s right now in 2016 is like a massive hit in Asia. And if you look at all these shows on TV like The Voice or American Idol, all the Asian version of these shows men and women are singing that song.
Wow.
She's gone. I don't know. I just wanted to, I don't know. I just want to tell the listeners that.
There we go.
But we are a law show.
Yes.
And but first, we're going to start with a complaint.
Okay.
I'm a very, this is my complaint, and it's a very unhappy situation.
All right.
Last weekend.
Yes.
I had a race. You know, I race mountain bikes.
Right.
I'm a fat bike racer right now. And it was the, see my t-shirt?
Yes, I do.
I raced the event called Mud, Sweat, and Beer.
Okay.
And I was there with my buddy Lance, Scott, Jeff, Chad, my buddy Chad Steiner from, anybody know Chad Steiner from Midland? He's my, I bike with Chad. He's a great biker, great guy. Just a whole group of us out there. Lance was there. Mark was there. And in any event, so I'm on my way back. I'm on my way back from Traverse City, cutting through 131. I get off at the Cadillac exit because I need some food.
All right.
I'm making lasagna.
Okay.
I'm making pesto lasagna.
All right.
So I stopped off at one of the big stores. And I'm shopping through the, I'm not going to mention the store. Just because out of respect for the store.
Correct.
But every one of the listeners, including you, will relate to what I'm about to say. My shopping cart, I may have had 20 items. 20 items.
Okay.
And I'm looking for, I'm ready to cash out. I'm ready to leave because I just biked 22 miles. By the way, Jordan Wakely, again, won. My best friend, Todd Wakely, his son. So kudos to Jordan Wakely for winning that race. And kudos to the organizers who put on the Mud, Sweat, and Beer, and all the sponsors and all the volunteers. And all the thousands of racers. But look, I'm ready to check out. And I'm looking for a cashier to check out. And it's like parking a car. You might as well just get in line. And because by the time you walk around, you could have been halfway through the checkout line.
That's always true.
It's like looking for a parking spot. If you're going to sit there for 10 minutes and look for the upfront one, you could have been in and out of the store already.
You're right.
People who do that, if I'm a passenger, that annoys me.
It does.
So just go park.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to walk.
I just want to get in, get my stuff, and get out.
I mean, I bike miles at a time. I'm not afraid to go walk.
Right.
All right. So I'm looking for the cashier.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a short line.
Well, of course.
So I find one.
Right.
And I'm in line. And I looked at the cashier, the lady. And right off the bat, I'm thinking, okay, this lady just does not look happy. She does not want to be here.
Oh, no.
And we've all had this person check us out.
Yes, we have.
And when they look at you, it's like, oh, God, not another cart of food. I only had 20 items, and five of those 20 was bananas.
All right.
Okay? I'm just saying. So really, I had 15 and a bundle of five bananas, which equaled 20.
Correct.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm looking at her going, oh, great. I'm already in line. There's just one lady ahead of me. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And so I'm a very pleasant guy.
Yes, you are.
And I try to say hi to everyone.
Right.
So I said hi. And so as I'm walking up, it's my turn. I've already had my items on the thing.
Okay.
She stops and she says, wait 1 second. She pulls out, she opens her drawer. And I'm thinking, what is she doing? She goes, oh, and she takes her right hand. She cut her finger on the previous customer, something she was doing with the goods.
Okay.
And she had a little bit of blood coming out of her thumb.
All right.
So now, well, actually, she stopped after she already scanned like five of my groceries. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. This lady's got a bleeding thumb. I don't know who this lady is. I don't know what kind of blood disease she may or may not have.
Correct.
The last thing I want is her touching my, you know how about,
I'm definitely
a freak about this stuff.
I'm
frozen. Do I stop the lady? And so she stops and starts to put on a Band-Aid, and I'm so focused on her finger. Okay.
Of course.
Looking right at her finger because I don't want any blood dripping out of that Band-Aid. And I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast. This is a true story.
Well, yeah, you don't want it on your items.
No, but then I say, you know, excuse me, so-and-so, I called her by her name on her name tag.
Yeah.
Because I think that means you're friendly.
Correct.
I said, could you use your other hand? I mean, I said to her, you're bleeding. And frankly, I don't want any blood on my items. So you know what she did? She continued to scan my items through.
Oh,
and
no.
I was watching so closely every item that she put in my bag. And I'm freaking out this whole time. What do you do? Do you stop her? Do you call? There's got to be some procedure or some law or policy out there that if you're running a business and someone starts bleeding in the food business,
I think you do have to stop her and get a manager over there.
Okay, so at this point, I had just raced 22 miles. I'm beat.
Right.
I mean, I'm okay, but I'm beat. So I let her go through, and I'm driving home. The groceries are in the bag. I didn't say anything.
you know, she was a type of lady. She had a job, and I didn't want to get her fired or in trouble. She was having a bad day. But I was so upset with myself that I didn't say something, because you know me.
Yeah, I'm surprised
I'll say something.
Didn't.
But it's because mentally and physically, I was just exhausted. But here's the thing. I'll just be honest with the listeners. I threw all that stuff away.
Did you really?
Threw it away. I didn't want to go back or to another store, the same brand, because they're everywhere, and say, look, this is what happened. Here's my receipt.
Right.
I just threw it all away. But I was disgusted by it.
I don't think I could have walked out of the store with the stuff if that risk of that blood was there. Because you're right, you don't know.
I was really upset. I'm still upset about that.
If they have any disease or anything, you don't know. She may have been clean, but it's not the point.
I'm more upset with myself that I didn't say anything.
Right, yeah.
So then we're going to go to break here in a moment, and we have a ton of law to get to right here on the Title 11 Law Show. By the way, we're on iTunes now.
Yes, we are.
And it's kicking.
Yes, it is.
So thank you for all the listeners for checking out all of our free episodes on iTunes.
I was reading through the comments. Unbelievable. It's so nice.
And it's
nice.
Free. And if you can't get to iTunes, just go to Podbean or SoundCloud.
Yes.
But this past week, to make up for this other experience, I'm at Meijer here in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
And it's not... I'm not saying which store the bad one was.
Right.
I just happened to be at Meijer.
Right.
Okay. Because I'm on that part of town. And you know what was so refreshing? I'm at Meijer and I'm going through the checkout. And I want to give a big shout out to Melissa, who was at aisle number 24.
Okay.
Her name was Melissa. Great lady. Young lady. So friendly. Oh, did you find everything okay? Smiling. And I'm looking at her hands, make sure there's no Band-Aids on them. But that just made up for this other lady.
Well, of course it does.
I mean, she was so awesome. So you know what I did? And I would recommend more people do this. As I said to her, I want to talk to your manager. So she got on the phone and called Stacy. Stacy's one of the managers there at Meijer here in Mount Pleasant. And Stacy was kind enough to come down from upstairs or wherever she was. Stacy does a great job. Everyone at Meijer does a great job here in Mount Pleasant. It's a very clean store, great vegetable section. I love shopping the end caps for all the Doritos. But, you know, Stacy came down and I told her about Melissa at aisle 24. So, I wanted to give somebody some positive feedback. We too often we're complaining all the time.
We are.
And we're a positive show.
Yes, we are.
We're enthusiastic. So big shout out to Melissa, who was working aisle 24 that day. In fact, she was a new worker.
Oh, wow. So that's great.
And
for
thank
her.
You, Stacy, the manager, for coming down so I can give a big compliment to Melissa.
Of course.
Quick shout out before we go to break. Big shout out to Anthony Starr.
Okay.
Anthony Starr is Jackie Starr's husband who runs my office.
Oh, all right.
I'm told that Anthony once in a while listens to the show.
Well, hello,
great,
Anthony.
Great looking guy, great husband, a great family. So if you're listening, Anthony, we appreciate you listening to the show.
Yes, we do.
We have to go to break.
Yes, we do.
Take us out, and when we come back, we have some law. Look at this law.
A lot of papers.
We'll be right back. She's gone out of my life. I was wrong. I'm too blame. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, we're a law show. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and I'm a criminal defense attorney, 22 plus years, the first 12 in Metro Detroit. And in 06, I relocated to mid-Michigan. And listeners want to know, I practice all the way from, I go as far south as East Lansing.
Right.
And all the way to the far corners of the UP.
There you go.
I try to stay out of Metro Detroit.
Yeah.
I don't go back there.
No.
And as I mentioned last week, I'm a part of Cannabis Legal Group.
That's right.
So go to cannabislegalgroup.com this month. I think it's this month. I better look it up. Oof.
It is this month.
It's a seminar taking place.
Yes.
So look it up. But during break, what just happened? We can't say his name, but who stopped by?
You had a medical professional stop by in here to say hi to you.
Yeah, one of my closest friends happens to be an infectious disease specialist, a medical doctor, an MD, and literally perfect timing. And he said, because he heard the segment,
right?
That's that lady should have stopped and I should have said something to someone.
Yes.
I'm very upset with myself that I did not do that. But again, I just got done racing.
Correct.
And it's like psychologically, yeah.
You were drained.
I was drained.
Yeah.
But it bothered me.
Well, it would bother me too.
Yeah, because I'm an advocate. I advocate hard for people. I advocate just as hard for myself.
Yes, you do.
How about a story?
Yes, please.
What do you want to hear first? I got all kinds of stories here.
I want to hear about that one right there.
This one right
yes.
here?
Yes.
Okay, you want to hear about the story where a homeowner who admitted that he shot two men and then burned their bodies and buried them in his backyard was granted bail.
I saw that heading and I'm thinking, we got to hear this.
This happened
one.
In South Carolina. So let me just say that again. This is the headline. Bail or bond granted to homeowner who shot two men, burned the remains, and buried them.
Unbelievable.
You want to hear what happened?
Yes.
So this homeowner took a cab home.
Okay.
I don't know where he was at. And he didn't pay. So he goes into his house. The cab driver and the driver's friend weren't happy.
Well, of course not.
And forced their way into this homeowner's home after they drove this guy home from a strip club.
Okay.
Once inside the house, they demanded cab fare. But I think the key to this is, you should never shoot anybody or kill anybody, but they forced their way. Well, they forced their way into the home.
So,
I mean, let me just leave it at that.
Yes.
I mean, you force your way.
That was illegal right
there. Force your way into any home in Michigan and you're going to meet a hollow point.
Yes, you will.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
But in this case, the individual shot the two victims after they confronted him. And then actually he fired 8 shots.
Oh, wow.
The wife arrives home, sees the bullet holes in the wall, and called the police. And this guy, this is what he did. He took the bodies. He burned them, buried them, and then cleaned up the house with bleach. And he said he freaked out because he thought he was going to prison.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that unbelievable?
Wow. He should have just called the cops right away.
But here's the thing. South Carolina is a stand-your-ground state, stand-your-ground law state. So, you know how they had that case in Florida where the guy got off? I can't remember the name offhand. Stand-your-ground state.
Okay.
So they let him out on bond.
But he went as far as burning and burying. That right there should have been grounds for not getting bail.
Well, they're more than likely, each state has a law that speaks to burning bodies. I mean, but let's just say he
that
had
just
a
took it to extreme.
Once they broke into his home, let's say he was at the strip club. He was drinking. He's now in his house.
Okay.
In his mind, he's safe. The door shut.
Correct.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, in his mind, two individuals just burst in and get in his face.
Right.
He grabs his gun. We don't know if the confrontation was continuing in his home. And then he shot the guys.
Correct.
So now,
I agree with everything up until that point.
Right. Now, what he did from that point on to the bodies, more than likely in every state, there's probably some, I'll have to look it up, there's some type of charge, what he did to the bodies.
Yes.
But in any event, that's the story.
Wow.
However you feel about that.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It's crazy.
It is.
It's unbelievable. So
wow.
You want to hear another story?
Yes.
All right. Here's a story. People are going to love this story. Oh, by the way, one of the co-founders of Google,
uh-huh.
Larry Page, went to East Lansing High School.
Really?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow. Small world.
Oh, also back to the grocery store story.
Yes.
While this was happening, it was happening in slow motion to me. Oh, I'm not joking. It was like, I mean, I just cannot believe her finger had bled. She has a Band-Aid on, and I'm sitting there watching her scan my groceries. And I'm looking for every drop of blood.
Well, of course you are.
But I threw it away. I threw them all away anyway. Hey, and if you're just on the way to church, or you're coming back from church, or you're working, or you're at Pudgy's Diner up in Harrison, or Roz's Diner, or anywhere listening to the show, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We do.
No, we really do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You said during break you're going to sing a song. The listeners want to hear you sing. I didn't know you could sing. How old were you when you started singing?
We're going to lose our listeners if you do that to me.
What? Haven't you ever sang karaoke?
No.
You know what my favorite karaoke song is?
Oh, actually, I did once, yes.
What'd you sing?
Drift Away.
By who?
Dobie Gray.
Excuse me?
Dobie Gray.
Did you say Doobie?
Dobie.
Doobie.
Dobie.
Doobie.
Or Uncle Cracker.
Sour Apple. Excuse me? Call me a crack. What? What are you?
Oh, just continue now.
You know what my favorite karaoke song is?
What's that?
Ooh, Baby, Baby by Britney Spears.
Are you kidding?
Can you imagine a grown man getting on stage singing Ooh, Baby, Baby by Britney Spears?
Oh, that'd be as bad as singing Genie in a Bottle. I love that song, but I couldn't picture you singing it.
Excuse me? I can sing Genie in a Bottle. I'm not just a rocker. I'm a popper, too.
Okay.
Pop star. I had a dog named Britney once.
Did you?
Yeah, I named my pets after people.
Oh, see, I
not
don't.
Just like Fido or you know.
Well, actually, my cat is. So.
Why wouldn't you name a pet after, give him a real name?
Yeah, my cat's name is Oliver.
How'd you come up with Oliver?
My daughter named him because he's orange and really long hair.
Right. I mean, my dogs have human names.
No, see, mine's called Baby. So.
Baby?
Yep.
Well, that could be a human name.
It could be.
Did you ever have a boyfriend and you called each other, hey, baby? Hey, ooh, baby, baby.
I opened that door, didn't I?
You did. Okay, so here's a story. Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm going to say this one more time. I cannot say this enough. You have a right to remain silent, so use it.
Yes.
You absolutely, unequivocally have a right to exercise your constitutional right to remain silent. Other than your name and identification, that's it.
Right.
You could lawyer up. Here's a story. A New Jersey story.
Okay.
We're going East Coast. Where after being arrested, a driver was pulled over and arrested because she remained silent. Yep.
She got arrested for that.
She got arrested for this. So she filed a federal lawsuit over this.
Okay.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
So according to this federal lawsuit filed by this lady, by the way, happens to be a Philadelphia attorney.
Oh, wow.
She filed a lawsuit against the trooper. She was pulled over for speeding. And once pulled over, it was requested of her to present her driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance.
Okay.
And she handed all the documents over to the trooper.
Right.
As you should.
Yes.
And keep your hands on the wheel and make sure the trooper or officer knows that he or she is safe.
Correct.
Let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
But after the documents, she did not respond to any other questions. And the trooper kept repeating the questions several times. And he became increasingly agitated, the story goes on to say. By the way, I got this from the American Bar Journal. Got to give credit and reference where you get these stories
correct.
From. The ABA Journal.
Okay.
Okay, that's where I got this from. So the trooper pulls her over. She provides the documents, and then he starts asking her more questions. And as she refused, she kept saying, I refuse to answer your questions. I want to remain silent.
Right.
And he said to her, do you know why you're being pulled over tonight? And obviously, if an officer is asking you, folks, do you know why you were pulled over? If you answer that question, you're confessing. You're incriminating yourself.
Yes, you are.
You don't have to answer, do you know why I pulled you over?
No, you don't. You don't.
It's
have
not
to
your
anything.
Job to tell the officer how to do their job.
Correct.
Although, again, I support law enforcement.
Yes.
I'm a defense attorney, folks. I say it time and time again. Some of my best friends are troopers, deputies, you know, city officers, tribal. I support law enforcement.
Right.
They're just doing their job.
Yes, they are.
And just like any job.
Yes.
Okay, so please. But that doesn't mean you still have a right to exercise your constitutional rights. So he kept saying, do you know why I pulled you over tonight? She didn't say anything. She said, I decline, officer or trooper. I decline to answer on the grounds that it may incriminate me. He didn't know at this time that she's an attorney. She said, ooh, I just squeaked. I don't sing like that. When I sing Britney Spears, I do not squeak. She said, I am asserting, trooper, my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent.
Right.
And she did eventually identify herself, Nikki, as an attorney.
Okay.
And she said she was not legally required to answer any of his questions. So obviously unimpressed, the officer handcuffed her, placed her under arrest, and called in another trooper. She says, why am I being arrested? And he says, because you're obstructing justice. And you're impeding the administration of the law by means of flight, intimidation, force, violence, physical interference. That's what they arrested her for.
I'd like to know where that came from, because she didn't.
Yeah, she didn't do anything. So she was patted down twice, taken to the police barracks, okay, placed in a holding cell where she was handcuffed to a bench. Eventually, though, a trooper looked at the dash cam video and realized there was no legal basis for the arrest. And boy, did this guy make a mistake.
Wow, so, yes, he did.
And the officer on duty said, well, it was a rookie mistake. Well, guess what? That was not a rookie mistake.
No.
You have the right to remain silent. And you have a right to use it. And
yes,
she got arrested for it. So now she's filing a federal lawsuit.
Wow.
She's
going to win that one.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's just way out there.
That's way out there.
I cannot believe that she got arrested because she wouldn't answer when she has every right to not.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, during break, let's you and I practice singing, and when we come back, we'll sing for the audience. Hey, we'll be right back.
She's gone out of my life. I was wrong. I'm too blame.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, joined by my co-host,
Nikki Morissette.
We come to you each and every Sunday morning right here, 98.5 WUPS.
Yes.
And we can't tell you enough. We appreciate you tuning in because we hear from the listeners. But make sure you download the UPS app.
Yes.
There's a great app out there.
It is. It's a wonderful app.
Just go to your app store and download. Just type in a little search circle, like, the search thing. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, the search engine. Yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Just search. WUPS and download the app.
Yes.
And while you're at it, make sure you get iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud, because we are now podcasting.
Yes, and search for Todd L. Levitt.
Yeah, just go to iTunes and it's free.
And we mentioned last week you weren't sure if you needed a Gmail account.
No, that was wrong.
I had to have one. I couldn't use my WPS email address. I had to use my Gmail email address.
I was right.
Yes. It has to be a Gmail account, which, though, is free.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I found that out when I went to put it in under my name.
I did not know that. It's Johnny Carson. I did not know that.
Well, now we got a tidbit of information. I have to have a Gmail account.
Well, I'll tell
iTunes.
You this, Nikki. John Wayne. I used to love John Wayne.
Really?
John Wayne was
like the Westerns?
He's my hero. I love John Wayne. Don't you? Who does not love John Wayne?
I really never watched it growing up.
What?
No, I wasn't into Westerns. I was too busy watching Planet of the Apes.
Oh. So we during break, you and I were both singing to each other, not directly to each other.
Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah, your rendition of Twinkle Little Star was right on point. You were in tune.
Okay, if you say so.
I would like to see someone go on The Voice and sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, if you're at a sporting event or a ceremony or a graduation and they're playing, you know, they're singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
Take your hat off.
Please.
Are you kidding me?
I see a lot of that where they don't.
Show some respect for the flag and the men and women dating back to the Revolutionary War, every war, and even the men and women who served during peacetime that defend our right and our Constitution.
Definitely.
Take your hat off.
That's rude.
Come on.
Very rude.
The national anthem.
I
Take
know.
Your hat off. Don't you agree?
I totally agree.
God, that pees me off.
It does. It's disrespectful.
So many men and women have put their lives on the line and have died for our freedoms, and people don't. I mean, how are you brought up?
Apparently not.
I take my hat off.
Respect people.
Even when I'm at a bike race, when the flag is being raised.
You're supposed to take
your
hat
off. I take
my
helmet off and put it over my heart and I pay attention and look at the flag.
Right. You're supposed to.
I know.
It shows a sign of respect.
Not happy about that.
Me neither.
No, not at all. Okay. Want another story?
Yes, I do.
Want a story about a pregnant woman?
Oh, great.
Are you ready for a story about a pregnant woman?
Okay.
I got a great story about a pregnant woman. You might want to hear this. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I don't know what this music has to do with a pregnant woman, but here's the question. What? What are you looking at me for? If you're a bartender or you're working at a restaurant and there's a pregnant woman who's your customer.
Yes.
And she orders alcohol or raw fish. Can you refuse her? So let me reset that. You're working as a waiter or in a restaurant or bar. In walks a pregnant woman. First of all, pregnant women should not drink.
No, they shouldn't.
I mean, come on, really?
Really, they shouldn't.
Don't be drinking and smoking, women. I've seen that way too often.
So have I.
Another one of my pet peeves.
Yes.
So, here's the story. Bars and restaurants that refuse to serve alcohol or raw fish to pregnant women are committing discrimination, according to new guidelines by the New York City's Commission on Human Rights. This is just in New York.
Oh, my gosh. They're looking out for the well-being of an unborn child, so now it's illegal. I don't agree.
The commission said that such a policy by bars and restaurants would violate protections for pregnant women in the city's human rights law. This is New York. I got this from the American Bar Journal also.
Wow.
Got to cite my references.
I'm wondering if that's in Michigan, too.
It's 18 states, New York not among them, have laws that say use of intoxicants during pregnancy is child abuse.
It is child abuse.
But New York's not one of them.
I think that's so wrong.
I mean, do you agree you've seen women drink who are pregnant?
Yes, I have. I've also seen them smoking marijuana while being pregnant, and that just totally upset me to no living end.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Smoking cigarettes drives me crazy when I see pregnant women smoking cigarettes.
They shouldn't be doing anything like that while being pregnant.
And you know what they'll say? They'll say, well, my child turned out just fine. That's what they'll say.
Now, but it could have effects in that child's life later as they get older, and you don't know what's going to happen
exactly.
then.
Exactly. You have no idea.
Something could hit them in their 20s all because of your alcoholism while you were pregnant.
It's true.
Very true.
By the way, if I ever go to a grocery store and the cashier checking me out has a bleeding finger or digit or knuckles.
Speak up.
I'm speaking up. Folks,
yes.
Speak up.
Speak up.
That's, you know, I'm so peed off just talking about it, and now that I'm not worn out from my bike race, you know, I might just go back to that store and talk to the management. But here's the problem. I care about people. This lady, she was having a bad day. And you know what? So I threw away 20 items. Well, five bananas. I had 20 items. Five were bananas in a, you know.
Right.
So I really only had 15. Does that make sense?
It does. But it's still no excuse for her not taking care of her wound.
And then when I ask her, listeners, if you're just tuning in, what the heck took you so long? But during the first segment, I was talking about a story where after a bike race last week in Cadillac, I went to a grocery store. The cashier checking me out. Her finger was bleeding. She put a Band-Aid on. And I'm sitting there watching this in slow motion. I'm exhausted from racing, or I would have said something. And then I let her put my groceries through. But I said to her, can you please use your other hand? She didn't even acknowledge me.
Yeah, see, that's
disgusting.
Just, that's wrong.
You know, people need to pay attention.
Yeah, because
stores need to pay. Yeah. Where's the training? And they had here's the thing that makes me even more upset. There's a Band-Aid in the drawer. So the management of this store, obviously, the lady, maybe she put the Band-Aids in the drawer, or each drawer on these checkout registers have Band-Aids in them.
Yeah, for accidents like that.
Hello, management. There are health laws. What's it called? OSHA laws.
Yes.
Is that, am I right?
Yes.
I mean, OSHA, I don't even know what it stands for.
I can't remember what it stands for, but there are laws to protect you
against
federal
laws.
Fluids around food. It's, yeah.
You should be protected against bodily fluids at all times.
Correct.
I was watching Deadliest Catch last Tuesday, one of my favorite shows, 10 years running, and one of the captains on one of the boats had to perform a medical procedure on a cyst on the back of this one guy's earlobe.
Ew.
I know people are eating right now. I don't want to tell you what happened, but I'm watching this thinking, why wasn't the captain wearing a face mask or gloves? And then when he was doing the procedure, of course, right in his face.
Ew.
As he's draining it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Face mask, full face mask.
Yeah. Gloves. Unbelievable.
You need perfection.
It was Captain Phil's ship. Which,
was it really?
Yeah, his son who took over the ship and the captain.
They
love
they
that
show.
They
have to be protected, though. And especially in grocery stores up here around food.
That grossed me out.
Yeah, because you don't know what could have happened to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you ate it. So, I mean, I'm sorry.
Ugh. By the way, we're on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
It's free.
A lot of good reviews on iTunes.
Go to iTunes. It's a free show. You can hear all our past shows.
Yes.
I mean, if they even want to hear our show.
They're great. They should want to.
I hope so.
Good shows.
Try. Want to hear another story?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about panhandlers.
Okay.
All these cities throughout Michigan, you see men, mostly men now, standing on corners. We have them here in Mount Pleasant saying, I'm homeless. I'm, you know, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of local communities are trying to pass ordinances to prevent these individuals from standing on street corners with signs.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
What do you think the U.S. Supreme Court says about that?
Probably not stopping them at all.
A U.S. Supreme Court decision struck down a sign ordinance in Gilbert, Arizona. And based on this decision, you now have courts all over the country that are overturning panhandling laws as a violation of the First Amendment. So apparently, you and I, after the show, can go stand out on a corner and hold up a sign.
Okay. And it be not against the law.
What would your sign say? Don't sing karaoke on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Come on, you promised you were going to sing Ooh Baby Baby by Britney Spears. By the way, that was Moby. I was playing Moby a few moments ago.
That's who that was.
Isn't that, you like Moby?
Yeah, that was not bad.
It was pretty chill.
Yeah.
I was chillaxing telling that story. What would your sign say?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
My sign would say, if you go through a checkout and the cashier's finger's bleeding, speak up.
Yes, please.
This is a week later, a week and a day, and it still bothers me that I didn't say anything.
It'll probably bother you another week.
That's how aggressive I am as an individual.
Well, it's germs.
It's disgusting.
It's germs.
And during the first and second segment, one of my closest friends, who is a medical doctor, he just happened to be here.
Yes.
I can't say his name,
yeah,
but he's an infectious disease specialist. And he heard it, and he was disgusted by
it. Yes, I know.
Absolutely.
It was just perfect timing for him to show up.
Come on, what would your panhandling sign? First of all, look, there are a lot of men and women out there who panhandle, who rightfully so, have mental illness. We are not making fun of anyone who has mental illness. Let's just get that straight.
Correct.
We're not making fun. But I can tell you folks for a fact, there are some panhandlers out there, and I have personal knowledge that they don't need the money, that they go around to small cities all over in different states, and they make hundreds of dollars a day.
Wow.
Well, think about it. But
well, yeah.
But the majority, there's mental illness out there.
Right.
And there are men and women who are down and out.
And that they do need the help. Yes.
And they need help. And the problem is, and it's a whole different show, is mental health in both the state and federal level, we all know this, have been just cut in every state budget and the federal budget. Nobody cares about mental health. I mean, there's a lot of men and women who work in the mental health industry. They care.
Yes.
I'm talking about the governments.
Correct. They don't care.
They don't care.
People aren't getting the help they need.
A lot of people sitting in jails have mental health problems, and they're not being addressed.
With medication and help, they could be fixed and not be sitting in jail.
Yeah. Big shout out to Isabella County Sheriff's Department. Those guys, those men and women do a great job.
Yes.
Yeah.
They all do.
They all do everywhere.
Yes, they do.
They do. Hey, we got to go to break right here on Todd's Rock Block with Nikki Morissette. We got a huge segment. We're going to end the show strong.
All right.
Look at this information.
I know.
Am I right?
There's a lot left.
So stay tuned. If you're just coming back and you're about to walk in the house, don't leave the vehicle yet. We'll be right back. She's gone out of my life. I was wrong. I'm to blame. I'm begging you, I'm dying. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with my co-host, Nikki Morissette. Folks, if you're just tuning in and you're listening to our podcast somewhere outside the state of Michigan, I am a criminal defense attorney of 22 years. And Nikki, you are?
I'm a co-host and producer for 98.5.
Yeah, WUPS.
WUPS.
Great station.
Yes, it is.
Can't thank the sponsors and the owners of the station for, you know, allowing us to bring information and entertainment and happiness and enthusiasm to all the listeners out there.
Yes, we have such fun.
Yeah, such fun.
Yes.
Great fun.
Yes.
But we are a law show.
Yes, we are.
And we try to bring you information and humor.
Right.
And if you miss any part of the show, go to iTunes. It's free.
I know.
Just type in, go to podcast, type in Todd L. Levitt.
There you go.
There you go. It's right there.
Yep.
Do you want to know something that really just, again, gets my crawl?
All right.
And it's not your singing, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Nikki Morissette, look for her at your local tavern on karaoke night singing. Okay.
Watch, I might be at the firehouse on Saturday.
Big shout out to Colton. Good guy Colton listens to the show. So big shout out to Colton. Well, let's sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Are you serious?
Yep. You ready? Just the beginning. One, two, three. Ready? One, two. Wait. Three, two, one. Twinkle, twinkle,
little star.
How I wonder
what you are.
Way above the sky so high.
Like a diamond in your eye, I think.
Like a diamond in the sky.
The sky?
I don't know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
How I wonder what you are. There we go.
Yay. You know, nothing makes...
I'm embarrassed.
You know what makes me happy? And I think all the listeners can agree with this. What store makes you happy? If I walk into a pet store, just the ability, and I'm looking for toys for my dogs to destroy, okay?
I love pet stores.
Because you squeak a toy, it makes you feel happy.
Yes.
There's nothing happier than walking in a pet store.
I love pet stores. I think, what can I get my dog? What can I get my cat?
Folks, if you're having a bad day, which everybody has bad days.
Yes, they do.
Just listen to our show over and over podcasts, or go to a pet store.
Yes.
When you squeak a toy, I have in my office a squeaky toy.
Really?
Yeah, because if I need a little enthusiasm or a little pickup, I don't drink coffee. I squeeze a little squeezy toy.
There you go. Yeah.
You know I'm right.
I know. I love going to the pet store. Just the new toys for your pets.
I used to love going to the music store. Remember Harmony House?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I used to love Harmony House.
Flipping through all the albums. Yes.
God, I love albums have made a comeback.
Have they really?
Nikki, where do you live? Under a rock?
I think so.
Do you know who The Rock is? The actor?
Yes.
You're making that up.
No, I do know who that is.
Do you remember Harmony House?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I used to love Harmony House.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going there at Lakeside Mall.
I used to love my water bed, and those are gone too.
I miss my water bed.
I really miss my water pillow.
Water pillow.
I had a water pillow.
Wow.
No, I mean, I had a pillow that I would just pour water in to simulate. No, I know.
All right.
No, I do miss my water bed.
Yeah, I miss mine too.
Remember Waterbed Gallery?
Yes.
Gosh.
That's where I bought my daughter's first water bed when she was little.
Really?
Yeah. She loved it.
They had cribs that were water beds.
Yeah, hers was a super single bed for toddlers.
Okay. Did you say Todd?
Toddler.
Okay, I should get some revenue from that toddler.
There you go.
But no, I don't think, I'm just saying, I'm not a doctor, but one of my other closest friends, Brian, who just had a baby, he's an orthopedic surgeon.
Okay.
So congratulations, Brian.
Yes, congratulations.
But I don't think it's good for a baby to be in a waterbed.
Not a baby, no.
Well, you said your young daughter.
She was a toddler. She was probably about 3, 4.
Did you ever go out of state, California or Florida to Tower Records?
No.
Love Tower Records.
Never been to
And then Virgin Records. I can say Virgin on the radio. Can
I? It's Virgin Records, so.
What'd you say?
It's a label.
Yeah, Virgin Records.
Yes.
I used to love Virgin Records in Chicago.
Yes, yeah, I've never been to Chicago.
Got it. But back to what makes you happy, pet stores.
Of course.
What else? Doesn't getting a Slurpee make you happy?
Oh, I would love a Slurpee right now, 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God. Let's go get a Slurpee after the show.
Okay.
And we're going to go to I have a squeaky toy in my office.
All
down
right,
in Mount
we'll take
Pleasant.
It with us.
Yeah. But hey, here's an update.
Okay.
And within the next, what's today's date?
Today's the 15th.
Today's May 15th,
yes.
2016. If you or someone you know out there has what's called an ignition interlock installed in your motor vehicle, those blow and go devices.
Yes.
As a criminal defense attorney, one of my specializations is helping people gain their freedom and restore their driving privileges.
Right.
I've restored thousands of men and women to regain your freedom.
Okay.
And in order to do so, you're required, if you're granted relief, to have this blow and go device, otherwise called ignition interlock device, installed in your motor vehicle.
Right.
The lawmakers in Lansing just amended the statute to require that all the devices have to be photo devices. So when you go to blow into these devices, it's going to take a picture of whoever is blowing in to your device, because I get it. People would drink the night before, try to blow into the device, and they couldn't. So they would get someone to blow for them and drive them to work.
Right.
Now, here's the problem. Anyone out there, if you know someone, yourself or a family member or friend or coworker, they are going to receive a letter from the company that provides services for their device that they have to have it replaced immediately and within a short period of time, which is going to cost them more money with these new photo devices.
Wow.
It's going to cost more money per month. It's such a hassle for men and women. They have to leave work, you know, and go have this done.
Well, they have to follow the law. I mean,
I know, but the problem
is that they have to pay more money.
Nobody should drink and drive.
No, they should.
You and I both know, and Michael J., we love you, Michael J., but he lost his son to a drunk driver.
Yes, he did.
My daughter has friends who, we all know somebody. It's tragic.
It is. Yeah, we all know somebody.
Tragic. But when I was younger, I'm just going to say, you know, you never think about it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. And you knew better, but
yes,
you didn't think about it.
Right.
I don't judge because I was no angel.
Yeah.
I don't ever, when someone comes to my office and I sit there and I listen to their stories, I do not judge.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
I don't, those who, I don't know any scripture offhand. I don't know, but those who judge should first judge themselves.
Correct.
Is that written somewhere?
Well, he who cast first stone, you know, it's the same thing.
But you should not, I don't think anybody should judge anyone else until you first take a look at yourself.
Right, because everybody has made mistakes.
So as a criminal defense attorney, I sit and listen to these men and women or the young people I represent, and I understand. But the problem is the lawmakers, they're elected to represent the people.
Right.
We've talked about this just a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
I'm going to say it again if you didn't listen. As a defense attorney, you would think the complete opposite. The big money and interest groups have gotten year after year, decade after decade, to the men and women who are elected and have influenced them to put more restraints, fines and costs, classes, drug testing, incarceration. I feel in some cases, in a lot of cases, men and women who are placed on probation are placed on probation and, you know, as if they're going to fail.
Right.
They're set up to fail. Now, I'm not referring to Isabella County. I can say for the most part, I'm not just saying this, that, and I've said this before, all the counties in mid-Michigan and upper Michigan, I'm pretty happy with.
Right, yes.
I'm referring to when I practiced for 12 years in the big city.
Yes.
That's where I get this feeling from.
Yeah, they set you up.
They set you up to fail in some cases. But I really don't see that happening in any of the courts I practice in on a daily basis.
Well, that's good.
Now, the men and women who go through these courts may not feel that way. But folks, let me tell you something. Some of the counties in Oakland County where I practiced,
that's a tough area.
Oakland County prosecutors, they don't negotiate anything. You get caught, that's what you're getting.
Wow.
Unless you have a defense.
Right.
At which point you should advocate a defense.
Well, of course.
But I just think that with, you know, all these laws where everything attaches to your driving privileges and these fines and costs and the daily drug testing and the alcohol testing, you know, this and that. I mean, how can you not fail?
Well, of course.
I think every lawmaker, here's what I feel. Every lawmaker that puts his or her name on a bill, okay?
Yeah.
Or sponsors a bill that then piles on my clients and the people of the state of Michigan, they themselves should be subject to those same restrictions and constraints and see how they can function every day, how they can get their kids to school, how they can get to work.
Oh, definitely.
How they can get to soccer practice.
Because they don't think about
how
that.
They can go shopping. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I want to drug test every man and woman who is elected, you know, in the House and the Senate in the state of Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to put them on random testing,
yeah.
See how they like it. Or how about all over the country? I'm tired of the citizens being piled on. I'm tired of it.
Yes, I agree.
How do you expect us to function?
You can't.
It's not about money. We're humans. I'm not happy right now.
I see that.
Because I'm tired of seeing the people knocked down. When you get in trouble, okay.
You're supposed to boost them up so they don't
fail. Supposed to boost them up. Give them enthusiasm. Well, that's what the great thing about sobriety courts and drug courts are. And let me tell you
Help them.
And the drug court, sobriety court, Judge James does a great job. Kathleen Fields, Midland, Gratiot, Clare, Mikasa, Montcalm. I've seen some great, Roscommon, Grayling. Am I brown-nosing enough? Cadillac, Wexford. These sobriety court, drug court, and veterans court, they do a great job. They give those people... They give them positive feedback.
Well, good. That's what we need. But
and
it needs to be all over.
These people are put under very demanding programs. But for the most part, you know, the people who run the programs care. And usually it results in a reduction from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Well, that's good.
So those programs are great. So I'm not referring necessarily to those programs. I'm referring to the first MIP offender or the first driving on suspended license. There are courts in Metro Detroit in the 90s that were drug testing and alcohol testing people who came there for traffic offenses. True story. I won't name who they are. They got in trouble.
This should be a little bit easier on first offenders and help them
no.
so it doesn't happen again.
There's no equal justice. If you go to county to county, court to court, prosecutor to prosecutor, judge to judge, you'll get a different outcome.
Well, of course you will.
There's no, but that's wrong. There's no consistency.
It is wrong, but then you also got the moods of the people, the moods of the judge, and it always ends up going different ways. Everybody should be following the same book.
As a defense attorney, I just see how, after 22 years, how the every state in the country, the federal government, the state governments, the counties, how people just get piled on. And who are these men and women that sit in these capitals that think that these programs are helpful? I'd like to see themselves have to live under the constraints of these programs and carry on a normal life. Now, that's not to say that people shouldn't be punished, but here's the problem. You can't pile on people. Look, when people get in trouble, I can say this firsthand experience, they get it.
Right.
Okay? They get it.
Yes.
They got in trouble. They get it. But after all the money, after all the probation, the daily drug testing, all these devices, and it's ridiculous.
Where's the limit?
There is no limit. It's not, I don't blame the courts. Because the courts are following what they're told to do.
Correct.
By the administrators and the Supreme Courts in Michigan. The Michigan Supreme Court runs our state courts.
Okay.
So I'm not blaming the judges, the probation officers. They do have discretion, though. But
they still have a guidelines they have to follow.
Folks, you have to blame the elected officials where this all starts in your state capitals.
Well, of course you do.
That's where it starts.
Yes.
We got to go.
We do.
I'm fired up.
I know.
I want to go sing karaoke. I am fired up.
No,
come on
get
now.
Our Slurpee.
Nikki, I'm Slurpee, and then we're going to the pet store, and we're going to squeak some toys.
There we go.
I love it. Look, folks, have a great Sunday.
Yes, do. Have a
Be enthusiastic
day.
And spread it.
There you go.
Tell someone you love them.
Of course.
And give someone a compliment.
Yes, that always makes somebody's day.
Positive reinforcement.
There we go.
No, I'm serious.
Yep, it'll make me happy too.
And when you're down, there is nowhere to go but up.
That's right.
Think about that. And don't let people pull your strings.
No.
Pull your own strings. Well, Steelheart was featured on the show today.
Yes.
Little Moby in the middle. Love Steelheart. And check us out on iTunes. And we'll see you same time. Same place next week.
Yes, you will.
Nikki, have a great day.
You too.
I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.